I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mount Ruang has Indonesia's disaster management agency on alert. The volcano had 8 large to medium eruptions over the last week. 11,000 people are being evacuated. FMI's Bruce Allen.
It's necessary to evacuate because this hot ash or the lava burns everything. The poison gases can kill.
Authorities are also concerned if the mountain falls into the sea, it'll trigger a tsunami. Please pray for evacuees.
Authorities are concerned that the volcano itself, the mountain, will collapse into the sea. And if people have seen photos of glaciers in Alaska calving and just dropping into the water, you can imagine what happens if a mountain does that. And so there's a tsunami alert because that could trigger tsunamis.
And Hutchcraft Ministries dedicated a 20,000 square foot facility this past weekend as a beacon of light and hope for Native youth. MNN's Ruth Kramer.
Native youth in the United States are young people who have no dreams. On April 20th, On Eagle's Wings, a division of Hutchcraft Ministries, dedicated the new 22,000-square-foot Leadership Training Center in Harrison, Arkansas. It stands as a testament of investment in Native youth, a place where they feel safe and seen. Ron Hutchcraft, founder of Hutchcraft Ministries, says,
I think hope is defiant confidence, apart from what you can see, that something redemptive is on the way.
The center equips these young adults for 9 months with the tools they need for a lifetime of service and leadership to Native people. From despair to discipleship, hope has a name, and its name is Jesus. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Harrison, Arkansas.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.